Now, a new study by the University of Pretoria paints a positive picture of South Africa's life insurance industry, with an overall customer satisfaction score of 74.1 out of 100. That's well ahead of global averages, and just a 6.6% of policyholders reporting issues. The sector, it seems to me, seems to be performing strongly. Quick claims handling, capable staff, strong digital tools all standing out. But beyond the numbers, how well does the industry truly serve its consumers when life throws up serious challenges? So let's take a closer look at this research and what it really tells us. Professor Andre Schroeder is with us, head of the industry chair in customer experience at the University of Pretoria. Prof, a very warm welcome. So let's start at a high level if we can. What do you think is behind the strong satisfaction scores in the index?
Well, the index is a new index that we're trying to actually understand the role of customer experience towards customer satisfaction. So the degree to which you, when you engage with your provider, when you call your life insurance company, when you claim, when you take out a policy, it's all those engagements in various forms through different channels has a certain experience, and as a result of that experience, there's a cognitive, let's call it, a result that would leave you satisfied or not satisfied. And that's pretty much what drives this. I think that the nature of life insurance is, compared to, for instance, banking, you wouldn't necessarily engage with your life insurance company on a monthly basis, definitely not on a daily basis. And that in itself makes a little bit of a difference. So generally things are good, or you hope that it's good, for the day that you do need the benefit of why you've actually got the life insurance is to look after your loved ones. And you're not going to get the benefit of that. So it's actually quite a selfish type product category, if you really think of it. Whereas when you buy food, you buy food for your own consumption. Mm. But you could also, in this case, you're buying food for someone else. And in a certain sense, and that in itself, I think, drives the higher level of the customer experience index.
Prof, I think the key word that you used in that answer was maybe the word hope. And I'm just wondering if a high score on paper is always a sign of real world success in this industry.
Yeah, very, very much so. If you look at the index, one of the things that we do highlight is the problems experienced is when things go wrong. And that's usually at a time when you don't really want things to go wrong. And that is, it could be in the process when you need to change a debit order, or you need to change address, or you need to change beneficiaries, you know, the normal things in terms of the upkeep and the maintenance of your policy. But when things go wrong at the claims stage, it's not you, it is someone else. And that in itself then lends, an added sort of complexity to this. For instance, we see 7% on average customers reporting problems experienced. Now, 7% doesn't sound much, but if you take 7% of all life policyholders in South Africa, it is a substantial amount of people that actually has a problem. And then add to that, and I say this inverted commas, 53% are completely resolved. Now that is a good figure, and I think that drives the overall index to a higher level. But the inverse of that is 19% of that are completely unresolved. And that's, as they say, the devil lies in that detail.
So let's look at that 6.6 or 7% of people reporting issues. But that number, I think, could also maybe miss those who either disengaged, gave up, or maybe are just unaware of how to escalate a problem.
Yep, you're absolutely right. In the index, we've added, there's quite a controversy currently in the measurement of customer satisfaction and customer experiences. A lot of people are supporters of the so-called Net Promoter Score that measures the likelihood to recommend. And in terms of engagement, that still is always an intention, which we just said that keyword is hope. Mm. So it's almost like a promise. You hope and therefore you will or you will not. But then we also looked at the actual behavior. So did you recommend? Did you change your policy? Did you close? Did you lapse the policy? And those are the actual behaviors. You know, the loyalty is only as good as the behavior that follows that. And that is where we see the lack of engagement is because they are disengaged and they don't actually respond to that. We actually get people that says upwards of 30%, 40% in some cases, have either a query or a worry or an uncertainty, but yet they don't escalate that to an actual query or an inquiry. That is what you just referred to, is that lack of engagement. It's either because you will only complain when you think that there's a high probability that something will be done about it.
It's interesting that the customers praise service delivery, and I think we've both referenced digital tools, but it's, I think, fair to say that there is still a degree of hesitation or even confusion around life insurance products in South Africa and sometimes the complexity.
Yes, absolutely so. The fact that we measure this particular industry, we looked at the traditional life insurance companies and the accompanying investment part of that. You know, when you talk life insurance, there's usually also a sort of a investment, let's call it retirement planning, added to that. So, and that in itself, reality plays a role. Now, yes, there's online tools, but how much of this complex product is still sold through a broker or a wealth advisor, or you know, someone that needs to advise you, because the complexity is just so difficult for the normal man on the street and woman on the street to understand.
So have you discerned anything then about how consumers feel about actual or real value that they're getting? And I'm thinking of maybe fair premiums or meaningful benefits. Or in many cases, maybe you just settle for what is available.
Yeah, it is interesting that although the index came out at 74.1 for the industry as a whole, the numbers differ between the different providers that we measured. We had the five major brands measured in here. But it starts off with a component we call quality of experience. That is on a level of 80. Now, that is even higher than the 74. But in between that lies what we call value of the experience. So the degree to which you value your engagement. And that falls from 80 to 73. That is 7 index points lower. That tells us that, yes, it might be a good service, but is it valued? You know, I have to call again. I'll have to tell my whole story again to another person. I can't talk to the same agent again. You know, that's the type of things that we talk about, value. The social value, you read social media postings and people say this is the worst life insurance by far because they had a negative experience. And then you ask yourself, am I at the right policy, right brand? That's what we're referring to.
Just a quick one in conclusion, again, back to the study itself. I think I heard you say you focus on the five biggest insurers. Is that really a complete view, or do you think that smaller or maybe even emerging providers would paint a very different picture about the industry?
You're absolutely right. This is at the very beginning. Our index only saw its first sort of measurement in the banking industry in 2024, and then life insurance was soon after that. It's the second industry that we do. And based on previous experience in doing a similar benchmark, it takes time until we actually got enough subscribers to add that. For instance, in banking, we initially had the five major banks. Now it's expanded to 9 banks. It includes the likes of Time Bank and Investec and RMB Private and so on. So I think what will follow after this round of our index is that we will add the sort of digital life insurance providers, the newer kids on the block. And that will provide another angle that we currently don't have with just the traditional five big brands.
And it'll be interesting to see what score emerges from that. I am going to leave it to Professor Adri Schroeder. Thank you very much indeed, head of the industry chair of customer experience at the University of Pretoria.